Okay, so we are Mitzvah Kuf Samach Tes, Mitzvah 169. Let us start the first mitzvah related to Saras. First one related to Saras. If you look in Saras, there are eight mitzvos related to Saras. This is the first of the eight. If you look at the Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Saras, he lists off all eight. There are six mitzvahs aseh and two mitzvahs los aseh that we will be discussing. The first one is Lahoros Bitsaras Adam Kedina Hakasa Batorah. The first one is to Paskin, related to Saras, everything that the Torah says about Saras. And the next two are what we'll get to in the future about cutting off Simani Saras is an Isser. But the formulation that the Rambam has for the mitzvah of Saras is Lahoros Bitsaras Adam, to paskin, what is Saras and what is not Saras. Let's see what the Chinuch says. The Chinuch says, again, the first of eight, not all of them are in Tazria. We have some of them in Mitzorah as well. Mitzorah, Tazria, we mentioned, only has seven mitzvahs. You can't have all eight mitzvahs of Saras related. Says the Sefer Chinuch, though, Letamei Adam Mitzorah, to be Metamei, a person who has Saras, which we will not translate as leprosy, because it is not leprosy. Leprosy is a different disease, which has certain attributes, and it has been proven that everything described in the Torah, as we'll talk more in length in a few minutes about, is not leprosy. So we'll just translate it as Saras, some type of spiritual disease that affects your body. Klomar. So, what's the mitzvah? Shemitzvahi aleinu, shekol mi sheyia mitzora, sheyavo lakoein lishol al tzaraso. If anybody has a certain spot that is potentially a tzaras spot, he has an obligation. He or she has an obligation to come to the Kohen to ask, is this tzaras or not? V'hakoein yitamenu o yitaharenu. And the Kohen will say tamei or tahar about it. V'hu yisnaheg al pi haTorah k'suva kasher yisavenu al Kohen. And then he will act based on the laws that the Torah lays out for, in terms of the behavior of a mitzorah. We'll get to that about Hashem. The next mitzvah is the isser of cutting off certain hair of a tzara spot. The following mitzvah after that is in terms of growing the hair and cutting the clothing of a mitzorah. So we'll get to all the details. But this is just a general mitzvah related to the tumah of a mitzorah. V'lo yikach hadavar k'choli haba b'mikre. One should not take it, if somebody gets Saras, as a sickness that just happened. These things happen. People get sick. We're going to talk about today. Today is one of the most important Sefer HaChinuchs regarding a basic tenet of our faith about Hashgacha. It's a defining Chinuch, as we'll get to. But in one line he says, you shouldn't take it as, coincidence. Ela yitein lev, a love. We have to take it to our heart. V'yeda eno ki godel avono garam oso. Because of certain sins, which the Gemara describes which sins cause Saras, certain sins cause this state. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Adam kiyev ar b'saro se'esus b'achos b'heres v'chulu v'huva l'aron ha'kohen or l'achan mi'banav ha'kohanim. And he will go to the kohanim. The pashtus of the chinuch, not 100% clear, is the mitzvah on the person to go to the kohen and to be noeg, or is the mitzvah on the kohen to paskin that he's tamei or tahar? So it sounds like that it is a mitzvah on the person, because he says, Shekomi sheyim mitzvah sheyavo ala kohen. So the Minchas Chinuch clears that up and says that's exactly what the Chinuch seems to hold. In Os Aleph, the Minchas Chinuch says, Nireh, midivrei Rav Machaber, shuhuzu mitzvah zaseh sheyelech lekohen. So mitzvah zaseh, to go to the kohen, the mitzvah is on the gavra. A number of the Mefarshim are bothered. We discussed this in Parsha Shirim over the past couple of years. That is, what's the first word in the section in the Parsha dealing with Saras? The Pasuk says, Adam, right? Yud Gimel Beis, right? The Chinuch quotes it. Adam, ki yeh b'saro se'esus avachus v'haris. Adam is usually a chash of Lashon. Adam. Right, that doesn't just say ish. Adam. So why dafka does it say the word Adam? So two ideas, again, that have come up in the past. Right, after all, we're talking about a guy who violated, he got Saras, and we're calling him an Adam. So says two ideas. First, from the Limudei Nisan, which came up a couple of years ago. The Limudei Nisan says, the greatness isn't that somebody got Saras. The greatness is that somebody got Saras, and he did something about it. That's why he's called an Adam. V'huva l'aron ha'kohen. A lot of people get Saras, but to somebody act based upon it, to try to change, to better their lives. That says, Rav Nissen Alpert, that's the message. Right, he quotes, Adam mashmao chashuv, yishlo tamua, tzaraz bal, chay lashon hara. Right, as we'll talk about. So why is that person called an Adam? So he says, v'nira bazeh, shegavos ha'adam, eino nimdad bazeh, yishlo nagam, eino nagayim. Or im lo made musar, eino lo made musar, ela, if he tried to become tar, if he goes to the kohen and starts the tara process. That's why he's called an Adam. Not for the original chait, but that it motivates him to be even better. Number one. Number two, another idea related to why Adam is a beautiful thought from the Apirion. The Apirion is the same author as the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch of Shlomo Gansfried, where he says, Adam, interestingly, versus Ish. Why didn't it say Ish? Why did it say Adam? V'nira Pashut. He says, Kishar umos ha'olam ein ha'achtus v'ashleimus chiyav bahem. The other nations of the world don't have an obligation to be ba'achtus, to be in unity. Right? They can be whatever they want. They can be separate. They can be unified. V'ha'lashon hara v'ha'machlokas ein ha'mazikin lam kol kach. So lashon hara and machlokas doesn't hurt them so much because they're... Anyway, they're all separate. There's no chiyah for them to be separate. And that's why, as we'll see later on, a non-Jew is not, cannot be metame with the saras. If a non-Jew gets saras, it's nothing. There's no tumah. Masha'enkin be Yisrael, asher nishmoseinu chelik elokam imal, chatsubas imakom echad. All of our neshamas come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come from under the Kisei HaKavod. V'achiyav banu aram ha'shalom. We have a chiyav. We have a chiyav to be connected. Kol Yisrael arevim zel azeh. We have to be one unit. That's why Lashon Hara is so pernicious and dangerous to us specifically. Because we're supposed to be unified. Says that period, what does it have to do with us? Beautiful. Adam has no plural. There's no plural of Adam. Ish is Anashim. Ish and Isha, the plural is Anashim and Nashim. That's the plural. Ishim. Right? Ishim it could be. Sorry. So there's a plural, there's singular and a plural. It used the Lashon of Adam to give the person the message that we're all one. We're one. There's no the plural is the one. We're all singular. We're all blend into one. Mishum sheshem ish ve'enosh ba'im beribui ishim anashim. Mashenkin shem Adam ein ba beribui zemora al ha'achtus v'shalom v'zeu atem kruyim Adam. That's the message. Why Adam? So number one, limud nisin, because it's not that the guy got saras, but that he does something about it. Number two, Adam is a word that does not have a plural. It is purely singular, and that's the message that we all have to be singular. We have to look at each other as individuals. Okay, let's continue. Mitzvah zu kolelas kol mishpatei tzaras adam. This mitzvah includes all the laws of tzaras. Mashmi menatami, mashmi menatohar, all the different types of spots, the white, the hair, the spreading, all the details of Pashas Tazria and Mitzora. Umashmi menat tzorech hezger, mashina tzorech hezger, as the Torah describes, sometimes the Kohen will say, it's for sure tzaras. Other times the Kohen will say, I'm not sure, we'll have to see how things play out. Go for a week, what's called hezger. Buska was closed up. People know the concept of Hezger and Mukhlat from the mission in Megillah. That's more common to learn than Meseches Negayim in Seder Taurus, which is all about Hilchas Tzaras. But Hezger, right, what needs to be closed off and what doesn't need to be closed off? What has to be shaved around it? What doesn't have to be shaved around it? All the different details. Says the Chinuch, still describing the basic mitzvah. The Arba, next paragraph. The Arba Maros Loven Shal Tzaras Hein, Basar HaAdam. There are four basic types of saras. Four types. Hashtayim hein avos. Two of them are avos, the main types. Hein se'es ubaheres. Two different types of white spots. Hashtayim toldos lehen. Two of them are secondary ones called sapachas. Sapachas means secondary. A nispach is an addition at the end of a book. It's called a nispach. It's a nispach. It's an addition. Klor machine lamata below and melu. There are two types of very sharp, clear white, similar to snow, similar to wax, different types of descriptions given in Chazal, but four main types of tzaras. Okay, let's go to the shorish of the mitzvah. Says the Sefer HaChinuch. Next paragraph. Mishar Sheh HaMitzvah. And this is key. This mitzvah, out of all mitzvahs, this mitzvah reflects and teaches us hashgacha on each and every Jew. That Hashem is involved in every single one of our lives. And His eyes are always open, related to all of our lives, all the aspects of our life. He sees every step. That's why we have to realize that this message of Saras is not just happenstance, it didn't just happen a coincidence, it's a message from God. We'll get back to Lashon Hara. We shouldn't take it as, these things happen. We have to go to the Kohen, not to a doctor. It's all about getting us back on the straight and the narrow. If it's Lashon Hara, if it's other Aveiros that the Gemara says, Kos Saras, it's all about a process of coming back to God. Coming back to God. Skip two lines. V'kol Inyan Hesgerim Elu. Yorash kachasu barachu al kol darchi adam achas la'achas. The whole process, if it gets bigger, if it gets smaller, if it totally disappears, it's all based on how a person's behavior is doing. There's no greater mitzvah, there's no greater mitzvah that we have that a mitzvah is reflective and a function of a person's behavior. This mitzvah, if you still speak in Lashon Hara, so then we're going to not make you better. If you speak, wait, we don't have Saras Bezmanazet. We can't even fathom such a sickness. But that's what it was. Ulefi, now says the Chinuch, Lefi Shadeo Sarabos Bashkocha Zakel HaKol Baruch. And because there are so many different opinions about Hashem's Hashgacha on the world, we need mitzvahs like this. Yavo Baharbi Psukim HaMikra. That's why there's so much press that the mitzvah of Saras gets in the Torah. Vaharbi mitzvahs laharos al ha'inyan. Many mitzvahs. Miyoso pina gedola b'toraseinu. Because this is a basic tenet. And here he goes. Sheyeshki does bnei adam. There are some people out there, yachshavu, that think incorrectly. Ki hashgachas Hashem barachu al kol aminim b'frat. Many people out there think that Hashem cares about every single being in the world specifically. Bein anashim o kol shar balechayim. People or animals. There's hashgacha pratis on every bug. There's hashgacha pratis on every elephant. Says the Chinuch, there are some people think like that. But says the Chinuch, I think that's wrong. That's one extreme. The Yesh B'Yankitos Yechshavu, there are other groups that think, Ki Hashgachas Hashem Baruch Hu Al Kol Inyani Ha'olam, Bein Ba'alei Chayim O Kol Shar Dvarim. Others think there is Hashgacha in the world. He's talking about Jews here. He's not talking about heretics. He's talking about Jews. Some people, some think that there is Hashgacha in the world, Klomar, Shelo Yisnoei Adavar Echad Katan Ba'olam Hazeh, Rak B'Chetzo Baruch Hu B'Gzeiraso. And even more extreme, a leaf, and there are chazals like this, that a leaf doesn't shake in the wind unless God decreed, shake. Right? Nothing moves. Not only animals. But nothing moves. Ashi yachashvu, they think, ki benefol alecha min ha'ilon, a leaf falls, hu gazar alav sheyipol, Hashem told that. V'yif shashi yisacheru yikadim zman nefilasah, and it's impossible that, even though it doesn't have a neshama, it's just a leaf, still, it's exactly because God decreed it. V'zed das rachok harbe min ha'seichel. This is very far from being logical. To say that God cares about every single leaf, and every single earthworm, says the Chinuch, I don't agree to that. The Yeshkitos Ra'os, now he says, and there are other evil groups, Yechashvu, that think, Shelo Yasem Hashgacha Zabarchu Klal, B'Kanin Yalom HaShafel. Some deny Hashgacha totally. Bein Ba'anashim O B'Shar Ba'alechayim. There's no Hashgacha. So two extremes. Total Hashgacha to every minute detail, and full Hashgacha. V'hu Das HaKofrim, Ra'umar, evil and bitter. So what do we believe, says the Chinuch? We believe in the middle path. Va'anachnu ba'alei hadas ha'amitis. We believe exactly what this submissive of Saras teaches me. Lefisha shamati, he's quoting the Rambam. Nasim hashkachaso barachu al kol mini ba'alechayim bechlau. When it comes to animals, then there is general hashkacha. Hashkacha klalus. God guards the species. Not every dog has hashkacha like a person has hashkacha. Then what's the uniqueness of a man? No, it's the species. God makes sure the species as a whole stays intact. Ah, you're going to ask me, did certain species become extinct? God has the categories. God knows which animals are within which category, and he makes sure that nothing disappears. Klomar, so kol min min aminim, hanevram ba'olam, yizkayim lo'olam. Every type of creature stays. Lo yechalev yavad kulo, it will never be lost. Ki bashka chaso yimsakim l'chol davar. That's animals. Ubimin ha'adam, namin ki hashkachasa baruchu akol echad v'echad b'frat. People, hashkacha pratis. That's the yisod of the Chinuch and of many Rishonim. Hashkacha klalus, general hashkacha on animal kingdom, and specific personal hashkacha on humans. V'hu ha'mevin el kol ma'aseim, and he understands every one of our actions, and that's why we have Rosh Hashanah, Habaleinu Latova, in 1 week from tonight. V'lachein, his hiratanu ha'Torah, and that's why the Torah warns us. Ki bi'igiel adam choli arav, we get this sickness, which is called Sara'as. It's a message. Shaloi kachenu derech mikra. Don't think it just happens. Rak yachshu miyad, we have to think. Ki avo nosav garmu, our sins caused it. And we have to stay away from the chevra that makes me talk about things I don't want to talk about. Right? We have to realize that this is all a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you look in Rav Hirsch, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but Rav Hirsch has a very lengthy discussion at the end of the Perek. Perek Yud Gimel, he has 10 pages talking all about Tzara'as. Remember, Rav Hirsch's specialty was relating Torah and saying it is chai v'kayam and relevant and logical in our day and age. Rav Hirsch was one of the major rabbis that were alive at the time, the beginning of the Reform movement. So his Torah was under attack. And that's why he had to spend his entire life showing the relevance and the beautiful nature of the Torah. And here he talks about tzaraas. He says there are those that say tzaraas, oh, it's a sickness, which is, that's why a person has to be put outside the machaneh, because it's contagious. He says, it's contagious? First of all, why do you have to, like, oh, it's only up to the Kohen? If the Kohen says he's tar, then it's not contagious. And if he says it is contagious. Makes no sense. If it's a contagious disease. Number two, the halacha is that you don't look at negai, and the Kohen's not allowed to look at an egg on Yontif. Why? Because it's Simchas Yontif. The whole Jewish people are together. It should be even worse. Get him out of there very fast. Obviously, that's not the point. A chasen during Sheva Brachas, you don't look at the, what is going on? Everybody's there. The answer is because this is a message from God. It's not a contagious disease that, like others say. He says, he quotes, again, feel free to look at it. When would such police activity and protective isolation be most demanded? But where and when large masses of people gather and the unhindered mixings of the leper amongst the crowds would be a real danger of infection to whole families, even to the whole nation. And yet, just on such occasions, the inspection functions of the priests were completely in abeyance. Again, he quotes a lot of other rayas as well, but Rav Hirsch, Kedarka Bakodesh, has a long discussion of tzaraas issues. Okay, let's talk about some of the halachos of tzaraas as we continue. The halacha, as we said, is that a Kohen is the one who declares tzaraas. It doesn't matter who the Kohen is. The halacha is, Rambam says this in an extreme way, in Perek Tes Halacha Beis, in Hilchos Tumas Tzaraas, the Kohen could be anybody. You could have a great rabbi who's a Yisrael who figures it out whether it is tzaraas or not, but the halacha is that a Kohen has to be the one that declares tzaraas. Ketzad. So, says the Rambam, for example, Kohen she'eini yodea liros achat liros. What if there's a Kohen who doesn't know the halachas? Right? Well, there's a Kohen, but Rav Moshe Feinstein's there. So you know what? Rav Moshe Feinstein can figure out whether it is saras or not. He can tell the Kohen. The Kohen can say, Tamei. That's the halacha. Amar hachacham ro'eh uva omer lo. Amar Tamei. My Kohen omer Tamei. Amar Tahor. The Kohen can be the mouthpiece. But it's a din in the Kohen. Hasgero v'hu maskiro v'maskirim v'afilu Haya HaKohen Katan Oshote. Even if the Kohen is not mentally stable, still, if he says it, Achacham Omer Lo V'hu Machlid Opoter Osoger. That's the Rambam, and that's what we pass. It's all based on the the Kohen. This is an interesting another halacha that the Chinuch alludes to later on, and that is, as we know, it's a famous halacha that saras only applies if there's a certain type of spot on the body. What if a person is totally covered in saras from head to toe? There's not one piece of skin that's healthy. What's the halacha? Tahar, tahu. Kind of unusual halacha is lying. Right? They compare that to the case where the entire Sanhedrin says the guy's chayav misa 23-0. The halacha is he gets off. Pochon osomiyad. Okay, we're not going to get to that one now. But his whole body is entirely covered. So I once heard a pshat, I've mentioned this in the past, once heard a pshat, what's Lashon Hara? The root of Lashon Hara is where there's one little thing I know about a person, one action, one trait, and I label the guy, basically, because of that one thing. Oh, that guy is such a fool, you heard what he did. One act a person does, one little thing, and that causes me to label the entire person. That's exactly what saras is. Mita keneged mita. Tzaraas, you have one spot, and we label you because you have that one spot. Tamei tamei yikra. You're a mitzora. If you have a spot, and we cause that to label. Say the Bali Musar, if the entire body is covered with tzaraas, that's not an exact parallel to Lashon Hara, because it's not like you have one little spot, and you use that, and you label the whole person. The whole body is covered. So it must not be tzaraas. It must be something else. That's a svara for saying why, if it's totally covered, kulo hafak lavan, taharhu. Okay, says the chinuch in the next, towards the end now. Skipping a couple of paragraphs. We'll talk about tzaraas in the coming days. We have a few more days. V'noagin dine tzaraas b'zecharmim b'nekevis. Tzaraas applies all the way at the end now to men and women. B'chol zman sheyu lanu kohanim b'kiyun ro'an osam. As long as there are expert kohanim, or experts in tzaraas that can tell the kohanim, that's when tzaraas is noeg l'maisa. It appears from the Rambam that this Sarah should be Lamaisa. The Afal Pisha EF Shalahavi carbon achshav. You can't bring a carbon nowadays, obviously, we don't have a Mizbeach. Likisha Yibana based on Migdash. The EF Shalahavi carbon, but Taraso meets Taraso, you have carbon. We'll owe it. what, you can't have kids today? Because, you're not allowed to have kids because you have to bring karbanos when you have a baby? No, of course not. You have the children, and when, you know, it's the base of the is rebuilt, to bring it. A ger has to bring a karbon. What, so you can't convert today because you have to bring a karbon? No, you convert, and you'll owe the karbon. So to here, says the Chinuch, Saras really should apply today, but we just wouldn't be able to bring the karbon. That's what appears. There's even a... This is noted by the Tiferes Yisrael. Tiferes Yisrael, one of the great commentaries on Mishnayos, he has a Hakdama to Meseches Negoim. And in that Hakdama, he says, when he was a young boy, he met Rabbi Kiva Eger. And he asked Rabbi Kiva Eger, why don't we have Saras today? Why don't we have Hakdama Saras? You can't bring a carbon, fine. But why don't we have Saras today? Right, this is also discussed in the Minchas Chinuch and Os Tezvav, right up here on the right side. Why don't we have Saras today? Says the Minchas Chinuch at the end of Os Tezvav says, well, we don't have Kohanim Miyuchasim. You need Vadai Kohanim. You can't have what we call Kohanim Muchzakim. That's also why we don't give Truma to the Kohanim today. No, I don't give Truma, not only because they're the Tameh, let's say they can make themselves Tahar. Let's say. But still, they're Kohanim Muchzakim. That's not good enough. They're assumed to be Kohanim, but they're not Vadai. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch says. But let's say there are some Kohanic families nowadays that have a Mesorah that they go back generation to generation, they're sure from Aaron HaKohen. So what's the problem then? What's the problem when with Saras? So says the Teres Yisrael, I asked Rabbi Kiva Eger when I was younger, when I was a boy, and he didn't have an answer for me. But now that I'm older, I think I have an answer. What's the answer? Because there's counter pressure. If there was no counter pressure, if there was nothing negative pushing me on the other side, then fine, I would say, be no like Saras. But look at it this way. If you have Saras on your clothes, for example, you have to tear your clothes. If it's a suffix, you can't make somebody tear your clothes. If you have a tsaras on a house, which we'll get to, you have to break down part of your house. We have the principle of a Moshe Mechaveir Olav Araya. Prove it. If we can't prove it for sure, Vade 100% about Hilchot Tsaras, then we can't use that. We can't use the go through the halachas. Or what about a tsaras on a person? We'll learn about the Tahara process of a Mitzorah is that he has to shave his entire head. Besuffik, we can't do that. Because he's only allowed to shave off his payas and the parts that he's allowed to shave because he's doing a mitzvah saseh of taras hamitzora. If we're not sure, you can't do that. So because there are all these sveikos today, that's why we can't be noeg tzaras, says the Tiferes Yisrael. Again, he says that at the end of his Hakdama, to his commentary on Meseches Negoim. Keep in mind, says the Sefer HaChinuch, and with this we'll finish and we'll continue. There's a lot of other details of tzaras here, but we'll mention that B'Hashem the first year next week. The Chinuch mentioned at the end, keep in mind that the Ramban would not count this as a mitzvah. If you remember, the Ramban knocks out all the mitzvahs of Tumah. The Rambam counts separate mitzvahs of Tumas Nevela, Tumas Yoledes, Tumas Saras, Tumas Zav, Tumas Zava, Tumah. All the Tumos, the Rambam counts separately. The Ramban says, why? Just count the Yisra of a Tami person going into the base of Migdash. Or a Tami person eating a Karban. The idea of Tumah, there's no mitzvah, there's no Avera. So the Ramban knocks out 10 mitzvahs of the Rambam there, which he has to add in. But the Rambam, as the Chinuch notes at the end, again, the Ramban would argue on this mitzvah too, but we generally, as the Chinuch says, but I still follow the Rambam Shita, that it is a mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll talk more about the halachas of Tzaras, Be'ez Hashem, next time.